beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, and a good new week to you. Do you remember a couple months ago when I took some vegetables over to show Bob Trow, those ones that we had grown together? Well, among those vegetables were some pole beans. I planted one of those beans, and look what grew. From a little seed, in 2 months, this pole bean plant. Pretty, isn't it? Well, it's time now to put this plant in a bigger pot, because the roots want to expand. I have a bigger pot outside, beyond the kitchen, so let's go and transplant the bean plant. From a little pot to a bigger pot. Can you see the hole at the bottom of this? Well, that's so that the water can drain off, the excess water. Usually you put a piece of broken pottery in there, or a stone, so too much doesn't go out. And then you put in earth. Like that. See what it looks like under there? See some of the roots there? Okay. We're going to have more room to grow. Press this down so the air doesn't hurt the roots. From the little pot, transplant it to the big pot. Give it some water. There. Oh, look here. That water mixed with the dirt is mud. A little more there. Look at that. Reminds me of my days. When I was a little boy of playing with a dump truck, I used to fill it up, pretend that I had a steam shovel filling up the dump truck, and then I'd dump it out, make it go along like that, fill it up again. And we just think about a real steam shovel filling up a real truck. used to even like to make my own roads. I'd push my truck through the mud roads that I'd make. And make them. Do you hear something? I think that's the door. Let's go see who it is. We'll come back to this later. Coming. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Edward.
Oh, good day to you. Come in. Didn't have any order or anything.
Well, no, I don't. Not today. But remember last week when I told you I might have something new to show you?
Yes, I do. Is it a new jacket?
It's a whole new uniform.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, look at that.
Do you notice anything different about it?
What about this?
That's right.
Looks bigger.
It's bigger. It's a bigger, speedy delivery. Anything
handsome.
Else?
How about these buttons?
Yep.
With the M's on them.
Buttons with the M. M for McFeely.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, you look really great in that.
Well, thank you.
Could you come with me spend a little time?
I can't today. I told Francois Clemens that I would be over to pick up a friend at the studio.
Oh, I see. Well, could you maybe just sit in the porch a minute?
Okay, for a few moments.
You must be very proud of that.
I certainly am. Just dust it off a little here.
Yeah, sure.
A new uniform. You know, when I was a little boy, I almost never got new clothes.
Oh, did you wear a lot of hand-me-down clothes?
Well, yes, I did. I had a cousin who was bigger than I was, and I was very excited when he'd send me his old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And because they seemed like big boys' clothes to me, you know?
Oh, sure.
When you're growing fast, you certainly outgrow your clothes sometimes.
Yeah, and when you play hard, you wear them out, too.
That's right.
Is that the friend that you're going to pick up?
Yes, it is. Her name is Yoshi Ito.
Yoshi?
Mm-hmm.
We know Yoshi. I'd like to say hello to her.
Well, let's go over. I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
Oh, good. Yoshi Ito. I'd like to see her again.
Oh.
Those voice exercises.
In we go.
Come on. Fine. It sounded like you were laughing when we came in.
I guess so. I never thought about it.
We were vocalizing. It helps us to make our voices stronger.
So you can sing louder, is that it?
Well, not only that, you have to sing very soft, too. So, you know, whatever we want to do, we have to ever do on my voice. So sometimes we have to sing very loud for a little while and then suddenly very soft, that kind of thing.
So you need the same kind of control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how loud do you sing? I know.
Well, I can try something, okay?
Sure.
I can sing loud.
I guess you can.
How about you, Franz?
How about you?
I can sing loud, too.
What about softly?
Yeah. No. It's a little bit harder.
It takes more control.
To sing softly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? It's harder to sing softly than to sing loudly. Try it. Try singing something very loud. Now try singing something very softly. How about you, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, all right.
Oh, I'll give you a note, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely's my name.
Good for you now, something
right.
Very soft.
Already?
Can I try it?
Mr. McFeely's my name. Speedy Delivery.
Oh, Speedy Delivery. And did you notice Speedy Delivery's new jacket?
Oh
well, look at that. And look at the M's there on the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new jacket, but the same Mr. McFeely.
Certainly is, and we're glad of that.
It's a smart jacket,
thank
Mr.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Very good looking.
You know, we didn't ask you to sing softly.
Oh, I'll sing softly for you.
I can sing very soft.
Nice.
That is nice,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yoshi,
wonder if you would sing a song for us, maybe a Japanese song. You know, one time we pretended that you were singing a lullaby.
Oh, it
reminded me, this soft singing, you know, for the Little Prince Tuesday.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I have a song in my purse, as a matter of fact. Let me see.
It would be nice if she does.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have it right here. This is a song that a friend of mine wrote.
Let me see.
And it's about the little sparrows.
Is it a Japanese
about the
song?
Yeah.
A little sparrow?
It's about the sparrow family. They chirp chun chun in Japan. What do they sound like in this country?
Very much like that.
Chun chun.
Is there anything we can listen for in the song?
It's in the song, right. As a matter of fact, the song starts with that chun 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 chun.
Oh.
Hi, would you like to hear that?
Listen for that, will you?
Chun chun
chun chun chun chun chun. Does it start out that way? And are there any more times in the song that we'll hear it?
Probably.
Okay, we'll listen.
Yoshi, why don't you teach it to me?
Right, it's not very hard.
Oh, we can't right now. We can't miss your bus. We can't miss the bus today.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Maybe some other time.
You mean you have to leave now?
Right.
Boy, you singers are all over the place, aren't you? Going from here to there.
Right.
Well, I hope you have a good trip.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the help for us.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for
the chun, 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 chun.
You like your song?
Well, we're off to the bus station.
All right. Okay.
Like
bye bye.
Good trip.
Bye bye.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. He's proud of his new uniform. Doesn't she have a beautiful voice?
Oh, she does. And she's so wonderful to work with. Such a pleasure.
Well, she travels a lot, too.
Yes, she does.
I must ask you something, because some of my friends are really concerned about you. They wonder if you've lost your job over in the other city, because you're here so much.
No, I haven't lost my job. But I work here a lot, and I work at my other job a lot. And I'm happy. I enjoy it very much.
So you're busy here, and you're busy there.
Right.
Well, we're mighty glad you're a close neighbor here, Francois.
Well,
see you soon.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Chun, 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 chun. Come along. Chun, 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 chun. Chun, 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 chun. Can you say that? Chun, 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 chun. What are some other ways to sound like birds?
Good. Tweet, tweet.
Or. Let's get the trolley. I was just thinking. Chun, 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 chun. Could you do that with your hands? Or maybe you could do it with your feet. I'll try to do it with the trolley. I like to play with the trolley that way. Why don't we pretend that X the owl and Daniel Stripe a Tiger are playing with the trolley in the neighborhood of make-believe. What kind of a sound would an owl make? Hoot, hoot. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe. Hoot.
Hoot, hoot, Daniel. I'm gonna put this orange on the trolley and send it over to you, okay?
Okay, X, I'm waiting for it.
Okay, trolley, over to Daniel's clock. Hey, this is fun, isn't it?
Oh, look at it coming. Clear around. Oh, boy, I can't reach it from here, X. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hoot, 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 hoot. Hoot, 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 hoot. What a day for play, play.
Hey, X.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, this is a really big orange, X.
Yep, the finest there is. Oh, look, there comes Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Daniel. Good day to
you. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hello there, X. Hello.
Come and play with us, okay?
I can't today. I have a delivery for Grand Père. Good day to you, X.
Oh, do you? Delivery for Grand Père. I wonder what Grand Père's getting.
Yeah, I wonder.
Speedy delivery for Grand Père. Speedy delivery. This has certainly been a busy day today. Speedy delivery.
Ah, Monsieur McFeely, bonjour.
Good day to you, Grand Père. I have a delivery for you.
Ah, excusez-moi, je vais monter.
Alrighty.
Me voici.
Well, I have a delivery. It's a package all the way from Paris, France for you.
Ah, it must be from ma chère Colette. Could you open it for me, please?
Well, sure, I'll help you. Colette, you say? Well, she's certainly a mighty nice little tiger. Mighty nice little tiger.
N'est-ce pas?
Well, open it up here.
She told me she was sending something.
Well, that looks like a photograph in here.
Ah.
Of Colette, I believe.
Oh, c'est ma petite chère Colette. She must be... Why, she is at the Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, the Arc de Triomphe, you say? Oui. Wow. Oh, let me see. Well, here's a little
alors,
box of bonbons.
Ah, oh, des bonbons, mes favoris. Have one, monsieur.
No, thank you, Grand Père. No, thank you. Oh, there's something else in here. Now, there's another box in here, and it has Henrietta's name on it.
Henrietta Pussycat. Oh, yes, she said she was sending the petite robe pour Henrietta.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm going past the tree, so I'll just drop this off, alrighty?
Oh, merci, Monsieur McFeely. Merci.
Okay, good day, Grand Père.
Good day to you, Monsieur McFeely. Ah, excellent.
Speedy delivery for Henrietta. A speedy delivery.
Meow. Meow, Mr. McMeowly.
Good day to you, Henrietta. I have a speedy delivery right here from Paris, France for you.
Meow me?
Yes, it's
meow,
for you.
Meow, 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 from Colette, meow.
Well, I think it must be from Colette.
Meow, 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 meow.
May I help you open it?
Meow, meow, you.
All righty.
Meow.
Oh, why,
meow,
Henrietta?
What is it?
Look, it's a red dress.
Meow, meow. Always wanted meow red velvet. Meow, meow. Going to try it on. Meow, show X.
Oh,
meow,
I'm sure
meow,
X will like it. Oh, Henrietta.
Meow.
Henrietta, there's another dress and a hat here.
Meow, meow. Meow, meow,
here you
meow.
Go.
Thank you, Mr. McMeow.
Okay, well, good day to you. Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
Hey, Mr. McFeely. Oh,
hello, X.
What did they get?
Well, Grand Père got some candy and a picture, and Henrietta got some dresses.
Hey, nifty galifty.
Well, it's a busy day today. Good day to you, X. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Daniel. Good day
to you. Okay, X, are you ready?
I'm ready, Daniel.
Here comes the next one.
Okay, what's it gonna be this time? Send me things on this trolley. What's on the trolley? Hey, Daniel, that's your truck, isn't it?
Yeah, you like it?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. Imagine, a truck on a trolley. Hey, trolley, take it on back, will you? Oh, nifty galifty. What's next, Daniel?
You'll see. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, Henrietta. Boy, Henrietta, are you ever dressed up? I sure do.
Hello, boy. You two.
Meow, Yoshi.
Hi, Yoshi. Look at Henrietta's new dress.
I noticed that. This is really beautiful, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, red velvet. Meow, yeah. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, other dress and hat. Meow.
Oh, I like these too.
Why don't you try the hat on?
Want to try it on?
Meow.
Okay.
Let's see. Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, that really looks funny, Henrietta.
Meow, funny meow.
Well, this is just a little too big for you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 take it off, meow.
You take it off? Okay.
Meow, 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 meow. Dress meow nice.
Oh, sure, it's really nice, Anne.
Meow.
There's a note in here.
Meow, note?
I think, yes, I'll find out.
Say, meow.
There it is, you want to hear it?
Meow.
Dear Henrietta, here are two dresses and a hat.
Yeah.
I hope you like them. They were my favorites until I grew out of them. Your friend, Colette.
Yeah, till Meow grew out of them.
Oh, that was nice of Colette to give you her things.
Well, she must really like you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Colette's old dresses, Meow.
Yes, Henrietta, but they look really nice on you.
Meow.
Sure do.
Meow going home, Meow.
Oh, Henrietta.
Hey, what's wrong with her? Mm. She gets a present and she gets mad.
Well, do you think it's because her new dresses are Colette's old dresses?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I guess you understand about those things. You want to play with Daniel and Trolley and me?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd better go over to the tree and talk to Henrietta.
Okay, Yoshi. You know best.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later.
Oh, goodbye. Okay, Daniel. I'm ready now.
Yoshi.
Hi. X was laughing at the hat, not at you. Here, I'll show you how it looks on me, too.
Yeah, I mean, never mind, Meow.
You know something? That red velvet dress really looks lovely on you.
Meow, meow, Colette's dress.
It's not Colette's now, it's yours.
Meow?
It is yours now because she gave it to you.
Meow?
She sent it all the way from France for you. And she even said on the note she hoped you'd like it.
Meow, meow, you're going to do meow, meow hat. Meow, too big, meow hat.
You know, Queen Sarah has a lot of hair. And I think she might need a hat like this to cover all that hair.
Meow, think she'd like it, meow, old hat.
Well, we can go and see.
Meow, meow, like to meow it to her.
Shall we go over?
Meow, go meow morrow.
Meow, all okay? Right. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Meow, okay. Thanks, Yoshi.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Meow, 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 go see the red velvet, meow. Meow.
Oh, hi, Yoshi.
Hi, hi.
How's Henrietta?
We're just working things out fine.
Well, I'm glad. Okay, see ya.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.
Sometimes when people give you things, they just don't fit. Remember that time that I tried the Santa suit on, and it was so big for me, and I looked so funny in it? But sometimes when you get things, they're just perfect, and you feel so good when you're wearing them. Sometimes children think that clothes are very important. And grown-ups think they're very important. And clothes are important, of course. But what's inside those clothes is the most important of all. You. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. True. Better wash my hands, because it's about time for me to go. You know, it's not always easy to grow. No, and it's not always easy to be small. Oh, fish. You need a little food to grow, don't you? But something I like to think about, and something that gives me a good feeling, is that we help each other to grow. Did you know that grown-ups need children to help them to grow? It's true. We do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Remember when it was just a seed? Yeah, and it grew up to this, and it's going to keep on growing just the way you're going to keep on growing, and I'll like you then just the way I like you now. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.
Hey there! I am Arcus87 and I speedrun classic games on Twitch. I did watch PBS growing up. My favorite shows were Sesame Street, Bob Ross, and Mr. Rogers. My favorite thing about Mr. Rogers was how much of a great role model he was. I mean, his message to be self-respecting, his incredible amount of patience, and just his way of explaining everyday life. It just doesn't get much better than that. Please click below to support your local PBS station.